Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Gwendolyn Glenn, WYPR's education reporter. Gwen, you've really had your hands full lately, and so have educators, trying to deal with a couple of really sort of vexing requirements that they're faced with, dealing with this new Common Core curriculum, and also the question of what kids should be tested on and what teachers should be tested on and when all of this should happen.
Well, the Common Core is being fully implemented this school year for the first time. It was gradually being phased in, but this year is the first year of full implementation. And this summer, I went to some of the training sessions in which teachers and principals were going through. And what I saw and what I'm still hearing is that there's a lot of confusion in terms of how the Common Core will translate into the classroom. Some of them were, especially with the math curriculum, were really scratching their heads about, I'm supposed to take this back to my other colleagues and show them how to teach and how to incorporate Common Core, and I don't understand it. So there's a lot of confusion, and a Gallup poll also came out that said that more than half of parents are not aware of the Common Core, and those who are confused or misinformed about it.
Nobody is opposing the Common Core per se. They're just talking about how do we fit these requirements into the school day.
Well, I wouldn't say everybody is happy with the Common Core, but I don't know of a movement in Maryland where people are calling for it to be rolled back. In a few other states, there are some groups that are trying to get their legislators to get involved, but I have not heard of that movement in Maryland. What most people seem to be saying is that it's here. Let's figure it out. Let's work the kinks out. What has been happening as well as you have the issue of testing and whether or not the tests that students will be taking, those results will be used to evaluate teachers in terms of, you know, personnel decisions.
And the issue there is that they're possibly going to be testing kids on things that they haven't had in class.
Exactly, because the Common Core test will not be ready until next year, but what's being taught in the classroom is not aligned with the old state standardized MSA test. So those are the tests that will be given this year. A lot of people, especially the Baltimore Teachers Union, they're saying they want a moratorium on testing because they said the test is not aligned with what's being taught in the classrooms, so why use it? This past year, student scores dropped across the board statewide.
Aren't there some technological problems as well?
These tests, unlike the old standardized tests, will be administered online. So the schools will have to have that technology in place, and many Baltimore City schools do not. So that's going to cost a lot of money. The local school districts, Baltimore City and Baltimore County, they're looking to the state. When I talked to State Superintendent Dr. Lillian Lowry, she said that her budget officials were looking at the numbers because there was a $29 per student cost that was put out there, and that caused some states such as Georgia to drop out of the testing, and they said they would develop their own because they said they were spending $10 per student. Maryland's Dr. Lowry said they had always spent more than Georgia, but she said her budget officials were looking at the numbers to see exactly what it would cost.
You'll have to come back and bring us up to date further.
Will do.
For Gwendolyn Glenn, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.